This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Monday morning. We got some clarity on the Giants quarterback situation, at least what they're not going to do later on Friday once we got off the air, of course, as Matthew Stafford is staying with the Rams on a restructured deal. So that whole thing is over. So they turn their sights to some other veterans and maybe they still draft a guy, but Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Sam Darnold are some of the names that are out there. And if Aaron Rodgers stays here in New York, that's going to be very, very interesting to see what he does with the Giants after what he did or didn't do with the Jets. A nail-biting but crazy overtime win for the Knicks. St. John's clinched the regular season Big East title, and plenty more to get to on this frigid Monday morning. Jerry told me winter was over. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. And the Rangers trade a couple more players, by the way. And unfortunately, sad to see Ryan Lindgren and Jimmy Vesey go, but they were great players for the Rangers, and good for them. They get an opportunity maybe to go for a Stanley Cup with the Colorado Avalanche, and they win last night because Jonathan Quick was out of his mind. I did not watch the Oscars. I'm sorry. I wasn't interested at all in any of that. And I will say things did happen rapidly, pretty quickly Friday with Matthew Stafford, and there was no question that, you know, as we were sitting here and we were talking about it, do you think the Rams are going to really let him go? Do you think the Rams are really going to let him go? And then I think you and I both said, why are they willing to let him go? And other teams are willing to take him right now and pay him the money that he wanted. So it was kind of interesting. Matthew Stafford used two other teams, the Raiders and the Giants, to come to an agreement with the Rams. And maybe the Rams were smart for doing that, but I felt like both of those teams were used by Sean McVay and Les Snead of the Rams to get Matthew Stafford, you know, back in uniform and back underneath Rams control.
Yeah, I mean, and it was strange for a number of reasons. One, the fact that this team looked so unbelievably good at the end of the year and played the champion Philadelphia Eagles right to the end in the divisional round, a team that blew out the Commanders, then blew out the Chiefs. They're like, you're right there. You're close. I mean, what is going on? It doesn't make any sense. And you see the Raiders, you know, stepping up and offering a massive contract, you know, 2 years, $100 million guaranteed, and he still chose to be with the Rams. Just feels like that's just comfortable for him. Sean McVay, he's probably not going to have as much success with the Giants or the Raiders. So, you know, that is done, and that team's going to contend in the NFC without a doubt. Without Cooper Kupp, they'll find a way to figure that out. But, you know, now where do the Giants go? And I know Aaron Rodgers is on that list. I wouldn't do it. I think that he's finished. I don't believe that he's going to stay healthy for an entire season. Yes, he played every one of the games last year. He was hurt for most of them and did not look like a good player. But as far as the other options go, if the Giants did it, I wouldn't say, wow, that's the worst thing in the world. They just don't have a lot of great options if you're going to have a stopgap guy and then draft someone else. But if I'm Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, I look in a different direction when it comes to the quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers, just, you know, to end his career bouncing around the slop football here in New York is not a good way to end a career. You know what I'm saying?
Slop football.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, again, it's going to come down to cost. And, you know, can they save some money here and bring somebody in that's legitimate? The reason why I wouldn't do it if I were the Giants, it has nothing to do with his ability to play, because I still think he can play, because I think we saw that the second half of the season when he started getting healthy again, except for the Buffalo game up in Buffalo late in the season where Buffalo needed that game. The reason that I wouldn't do it is because I do believe that he is, and this is my speculation, he's inflexible when it comes to the type of offense you're going to run. And the type of offense I think that Brian Daboll wants to run doesn't fit what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. And it's nice to have a guy with a great arm who's a Hall of Fame career and you know, is a great player. I just don't see how this offense with Brian Daboll running it fits Aaron Rodgers. And would they have to change everything to try to meet the demands of a 41-year-old headstrong quarterback?
Well, you know,
that's why I wouldn't do it. But I also understand why they may do it, because they may have no other options. And if they're trying to save their collective jobs and they do draft a young quarterback, then it is a pretty good option to have in terms of selling it maybe to your fan base, to your sponsorships, that, hey, we have one of the most popular players in the league, you know, under center for us. So on one hand, I understand why they would consider it and why they may do it. And on the other hand, I'm telling you why I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either. I don't know that, you know, him still being able to play. I know there were a couple games in there where he looked really, really good. I just don't know how he stays healthy. But as far as the offense thing goes, like I think if you were to believe the reports that he really wanted to stay and have another year with the Jets because he didn't want to go out like that, I think he'll be more amenable to changing his ways this time around. No, listen, I'll tell you why. It didn't work. And he's 100 years old and he doesn't want to end like that. He can't dictate the terms anymore. He can't. He could dictate the terms when he came from Green Bay. He can't dictate the terms now.
I'm just telling you that it's real. I mean, in this situation, it is really hard to teach an old dog new tricks. And I know that's it's easy to say that. But I see it that way. You know, when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay and Tom Brady was still at the height of his game, especially that last year when they made the playoffs, but they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, he was calling, you know, 50 pass plays a game, doing it his way. Like, you have to understand, these guys have lasted so long that they've had so much success that it is really hard this late in their career to tell them, oh, guess what? We're going to be running RPOs. Well, no, we're not going to be running RPOs with Aaron Rodgers.
No.
I can tell you that.
No, of course not.
Which is what Brian Daboll loves.
Yeah, but
loves.
He can't. But he knows he can't do that with Aaron Rodgers. It has to be somewhat of a meeting in the middle. I think that Aaron Rodgers is smart enough to say, all right, if I have to go to a team that wants me, and not a lot of team wants me, I can't go in there and tell everybody how to do everything again. I can't. And he knew that. If he wanted to stay with the Jets, it was a brand new offensive coordinator, a brand new system they're bringing in, young guys, everything else. He couldn't walk in there and be like, okay, this is how we're running the offense. And he knows that. At this point, it would have to be a meeting in the middle. I think the bigger problem with Aaron Rodgers and the Giants is Brian Daboll's personality. With Aaron Rodgers,
that's
if things aren't going well, the two of those guys are going to be screaming at each other.
But that's part of it. I mean, like, that's like, he is going to be an inflexible guy. Like, I could see him more now. I could see him more, you know, with Pete Carroll than I can with Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know where the Giants turn. I mean, I know that they're having these discussions. All the reports are out there. Again, I can understand why they're discussing it. I can understand why they would consider it. But I also, I'm telling you, the inflexibility of Aaron Rodgers compared to this offense and this coach, which is what you just touched on, I agree with. And that's why I wouldn't do it. But, you know, for us and what we do for a living here, if they do it, that is like gold.